we present Bert's Place. Here I am. Really sorry to have kept you waiting. It's not often I get suddenly called away like that, but it's radio show day today, and Brian needed my help with something. I hope you've made yourself comfortable. What are you doing exactly? That's fine. Of course I don't mind you looking at the pictures on the desk. I just was taken a bit by surprise to find you over here. Could you put that down, please? It's one of my treasures. Oh, no, it's not one of Mella's children, nor any of my other nieces. That's my daughter Cassie at her third birthday party. I can't believe how far she's growing up. Stars, your face! I suppose you think I'm not responsible enough to have a daughter. Well, at the time I probably wasn't, but I had to grow up, and fast. Actually, Cassie's my adopted daughter, so she was as much of a surprise to me as she evidently is to you. Look, put your eyes back in, will you? Have a seat, and I'll tell you the whole story. It all started on a filthy wet Monday in March 2013. I'd had to stay home on the Sunday because Elle had been ill and I needed to help look after her. But I'd been given the Monday off instead. Teely and I had met up and gone to the colony in our usual way. Mum and Dad weren't there. They were in the country visiting my brother Niall and his family. So we made the rounds. Went to Mella and Derry's, Uncle Arf and Auntie Kitty's. Went to my nephew Ikey's to see his wife Fee and the new twins she'd just had. Apart from one accident involving Teeny's gorgeous pale pink wool coat, we'd had a fabulous time. As it got dark, we began pushing our way down the main thoroughfare towards the heavy automatic doors. There were crowds of leps about, and my patience began to wear thin. Excuse me! Excuse me! Oh, this place gets worse! Out the way! Mind out, will ya? Lady coming through!
Really, darling, calm down! Losing your temper isn't going to get us through any faster, and getting yourself punched in the nose will ruin a perfectly lovely day.
I suppose you're right. Have you enjoyed it, though, Zia? I was wondering what it would be like being at the colony without seeing Mum and Dad.
Yes, and on a Monday. That's really odd. The place seems to be even more packed than on a Sunday.
I'm sorry about that, but I couldn't help it. You know I have to stay and help if Elle isn't well.
Silly Siahan, I know that very well. It couldn't be helped. Elfard and Lily Bella couldn't put off their visit to the country to see your brother Niall and his family. It had been planned for ages. But we had a great time at Mella's, didn't we?
Oh, you know I always love it there. Mella's always been my favourite sister. I get on great with Derry, and I even like helping with the Lings.
Don't talk to me about Leplings.
Oh, Teely, I will never forget your face. You should never have picked Jemmy up. You know what a little twister he is.
I temporarily forgot.
And there you were, smiling at him like an angel as he cuddled you, when all the time he was busily rubbing squash buttercup cake into your beautiful coat. We could all see what he was doing except you.
Well, I'm so glad to have given you all a giggle. That's my new Shandy's work coat.
Oh, sorry, Zia. I really didn't mean to laugh.
Oh, it's all right. I was an idiot to have worn it. Look at it out there. It's pouring. I'm going to get soaked.
Never mind. We'll soon be home. Brian's away, so we can have dinner with Elle and spend the whole evening together if you want to.
Oh, of course I want to.
Come on, then. Let's brave the elements. The door's just here. Excuse me. I said excuse me. The night had come on dark, cold, grey and wetter than ever. We were dying to get home, so hurried towards the thick bushes that we always used for zapping. I wasn't expecting anything unusual to happen, but I was wrong. My life was about to totally change.
Oh, yuck! Oh, do hurry up, darling. Let's get into the bushes. They'll give us some kind of shelter at least.
It's okay. They're just here. You really should have worn a raincoat, Zia. These leaves are soaking you.
Oh, thank you, Professor. I don't need a lecture. I need to get out of sight so that we can zap home.
Shh, Teely, what was that?
I can't hear anything. Oh, lead poisoning, Bart. I'm wet and chilled to the bone. Can't you
just... Well, of course you can't if you keep talking. Quiet a minute. I want to listen.
I don't know. It's probably a cat. It'll come pouncing out at us in a minute. You watch. Oh, Bert, can't we go...
Shh! That's no cat. It came from over there.
Bert, where do you think you're going? It might be anything. You might get hurt. Oh, please come back and let's go home.
Oh, holy moon. Teeny, come over here quick. I need you.
What?
Now, don't argue.
Lead poison, iron filings, ball bearings, new coat ruined, mud in my boots, and now this. Well, can't see a thing.
Sia, can you make some light? Nothing too bright. Don't frighten it.
There. Now what? Oh, God.
You could say that. Help me. It's freezing. Stars know how long it's been out here. I need something to wrap it in. Your coat?
What?
Ah, never mind. I'll use mine. Oh, wow. It's okay. Everything's okay. That's a bit better. At least it's waterproof.
Well, now what do we do? I suppose we have to go back into the colony.
If Mum and Dad were home, I'd say yes, but... This is a very tiny youngling, and I can't foist it on Mella with everything else she has on her plate. I'm not just handing it to the guards. I'm not. I think I'm going to have to take it home till I can think better.
You don't mean to the lair?
It's the best I can think of. This youngling has been outside for I don't know how long. I've got to get it in the warm, clean, and fed quickly.
But
Zia, it's getting colder every second we stay out here. I'm going now. I really could do with your help. Are you coming home with me or not?
Like I'm really going to leave you up to your neck in this all alone, Siahan. Come on.
Another mistake there. You really shouldn't take that kind of tone with an elf. I was lucky to get away with it. That time. But I had no thought for anything but the tiny scrap of leprechaunity swaddled in my oversized coat. She had been wrapped in some kind of coarse sacking, which was now none too clean. Her curly hair was plastered to her head, and her eyes. You'll hear more about them later, so all I'll say is that they were the most wonderful eyes I'd ever seen. They seemed to devour half of her face. Especially as what I could see of that face was screwed up with cold, hunger, and fright. Soon we were all in my closet, and I had laid the coat-wrapped bundle on my bed. However, our problems were only just beginning. The youngling had not enjoyed the ride home, and she was making her displeasure known at the top of her considerable voice. Oh, stars, it'll have all the neighbours in here. What can we do?
It got thoroughly spooked by a sapping. It's scared to death, poor little mite. You'll need to change your bed before you sleep. It got soaked right through with that wet coat, but never mind that now. But you need to find help.
I'm here. Would someone like to tell me what on earth is going on?
It's okay, Elle. It's a... what you'd call a baby. A lep baby.
Funnily enough, I gathered that. What's it doing here?
Well, you see, Teely and I were...
Look, Al, it's a long story. The main points are that this youngling is cold, hungry, frightened, filthy, and we found it abandoned.
Well, let's do something about the frightened while we think about the rest. Give it to me. Gently. Hey, hey. Calm down. Quiet. It's all right. It's all right. What's all this fuss? Quiet. There.
Result.
Right, now we can think. Next thing, we need to get it clean and warm. Come with me, the both of you. What on earth is it wrapped in beside your coat, Bert?
I don't know. It looked like some kind of sacking. But I didn't want to hang around long enough to see.
I don't blame you. We're going to have to watch this water temperature. It'll probably have really delicate skin. Teely, we're going to need some fancy spell work, I'm afraid. I'm going to need any amount of stuff. Ugh. Ugh, these wrappings are disgusting. disgusting.
No problem. Careful, Elle. There's a pin here. Look, I'll take it out. Oh, poor little Ingot. She really does need a bath.
Soon, thanks to Elle and some very nifty spell work from Teely, the youngling was clean, warm, well-fed, and well on her way to sleep. It had been a busy day, and I didn't remember exactly when Teely had finished her spells and gone back to Elfhord. I honestly had been too busy fetching and carrying things for Elle to notice. As Elle and I stood on either side of the youngling's tiny cradle, I could now see how pretty she was. Well, you've seen her picture, so you know, but she was even more beautiful as a youngling. Her hair's quite long now, but when I first found her, it was just a fine fluff of white blonde ringlets. I've seen dozens of younglings, but there seemed to be something special about that little face. It looked too pretty for such a tiny mite. And the eyes, there was just something magical about them. Once I got lost in their sparkling depths, I couldn't seem to look away. The next day was incredibly busy. In spite of the large family I come from, I really knew nothing about how to care for a youngling. Elle knew a little bit more, but she'd never had to cope with anything so very small. Seeing the youngling in those human arms was like looking at a doll that had come to life. So we were on a very steep learning curve, and the youngling kept us very busy with her incessant demands for food, clean nappies, and constant attention. It wasn't until the Wednesday morning that things had calmed down enough for Elle and I to talk. Decisions had to be made, but I was in no hurry to make them.
Come in, Bert.
Morning. I see someone's day has already started. I thought you might like a cuppa. Is everything okay? Are you exhausted?
Which question shall I answer first? Yes, she's been awake and full of beans since six. Oh, I'd love a cuppa, thanks. Can you put it here on the table? Everything's fine, thanks, and I'm probably too wired to be exhausted.
Wired?
Well, she's so tiny. I'm scared of doing something wrong. But sit down a minute, will you? We need to talk, and now's as good a time as any.
I've been dreading this. We've been so rushed the past 2 days, we haven't had a minute. But now it's probably time for me to get a telling off. Well, here's your tea anyway. I suppose you're going to tell me I shouldn't have brought her here. I should have taken her to the colony just as she was and handed her over to the guards to take her chances.
But calm down. You're upsetting Cassie.
Sorry, Elle. Sorry, Cassie. That's a pretty name.
I'm glad you think it's okay. I needed to call her something apart from sweetie or whatever.
Well, what? You wanted to talk?
I'm trying to think how to say it. Look, Bert, I don't blame you for bringing her here. You did what you thought was best in a tricky situation, and I'm sure the colony council will be pleased when they're here. Cassie was cold, hungry, dangerously weak, and now she's going to be fine. She'll always owe that to you. But you do know that we can't keep her here permanently, don't you?
Splurt! Why in the stars not? I thought you were the one who liked babies.
Keep your voice down and talk sense. She's a lep. How could she live here?
So what? I'm a lep.
For goodness sake, Bert. You live and work here. It's legal for you to be here. The lep world allows it. She's not supposed to be here. She doesn't belong here. She belongs with her own people. Bert, you know this.
Permission to leave the flat, Elle, please. I'd like to think.
Look, sweetie, I know this is hard, but...
You can't possibly know. Elle, seriously, I need to think clearly. Be alone. Get right out of here. You know I can't just go. Brian ordered me not to leave without permission. So please, can I have permission to leave?
What is this? You're not planning to run away, are you?
As you ask, no, I am not.
Then you have permission to leave. I'd like you to be back by 2 o'clock, please. I'll need your help then. And once we have Cassie down for her nap, we can discuss plans for her future. All right. It's all right, Cassie. It's all right.
Why are you laughing? I can tell you, it wasn't a funny time.
Oh, yes, you're right. My good old signature door slam again. I can laugh about it now, but believe me, I was in no mood to laugh at the time. I was in such a vile temper. I wanted to break things, throw something, fight a Kelpie. Oh, I know, we both know how stroppy I can be, but not like that. Not usually, anyway. Being around the youngling was waking up feelings inside me I didn't know I had. Sorry? What did I do? Well, I grabbed my coat and the bottle of No-See-Me Teely had given me. Thank the stars I still had some left. And I zapped to a nearby park. Once I had No-See-Me on, I remember running around the edge of the place until I had no breath left in me. I just had to get the anger out somehow. Once I was a bit more rational, I found a quiet nook among some bushes and sat down to think. I wasn't going to give the youngling up. That was one thing I was absolutely sure about. It might mean changing my whole way of life, but I was keeping her. And if I wanted to keep her, then I needed some advice. Trouble was, the lep who could give me the best advice was away in the country, and I didn't fancy talking about this over the phone. I called her anyway and put my problem to her. When I succeeded in getting a word in edgeways.
There he was in this shed with all this veg piled up ready for the farmer's market. Honest, Bert, it was like St. Patty's come early. Niall had the four olders with us to help carry, and me and your dad. God, you should have seen his face. When I think of what he has to go through to find an armful of leaves, and there was cabbages as big as his head there, I thought he was going to drop down dead from shock.
I can imagine. Listen, Mum.
Well, anyway, we each grabbed something from the back of the pile, and we was just going to scarper when you'll never guess what happened.
I don't know. Mum, I need...
There was this horrible noise, louder than anything, and this big, shiny, green thing comes up to the front of the shed. Huge it was. And what do you think it was?
Mum, I expect it was a van come to pick up the vegetables for market, so you probably had to zap off home in a hurry. Now, please, can I...
How do you know that? You always was one to ruin a good story. Oh, well. So, how are you, then?
I've been trying to tell you. Look, Mum, something's happened. I need to...
Oh, stars, not more trouble. Is it Ikey and V?
No, they're fine.
Or anyone at Mellor's? It's not Tovey, is it? That lot down his way always did have flappy jaws. I won't stand for it. I'll give...
No, Mum, everyone's okay. Just listen a minute.
Sorry, son. What's up? You in some kind of trouble again? Not another green star, surely.
No, not that. But I really do need to see you and Dad. I need your advice about something. It's really important. I don't want to talk about it over the phone. When are you home from Niall's place?
We was going to stay to the weekend. But I'll have a talk to your dad. Think we'll cut it short and be back tomorrow afternoon. Come over then.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Tell you the truth, I think your dad'll be glad to get back. It's too slinky quiet here. We'll see you tomorrow. And Bert... You know we'll always stand by you, son. Whatever this is.
Well, once I had Mum on side, I felt better. I still needed advice today, though. I needed to talk to someone, and I knew exactly who. I called Teely and asked if she could meet me for lunch somewhere. She thought for a while and said she'd see what she could do. I really don't know how she managed to pull the string she did, but thank the stars she usually got her way. So, lunchtime found me once more in Elford, sitting in one of our favourite restaurants, pushing the excellent food around my plate and telling Teely the whole story. And then I just got out. I went to the park, phoned Mum, then used some of your No-See-Me I had left over from the seaside trip and walked about for ages trying to think what to do.
Good job you had some left, or God knows what might have happened. But do eat your lunch, darling. Don't just push it around the plate. I thought the salmon was your favourite.
It is, but I'm just too keyed up to enjoy it today. Don't mind me, Zia. You haven't got long. Eat your lunch while you can.
Thanks. I'm going to. Got to keep my strength up. It's going to be a long afternoon. They didn't like having to issue that emergency pass to get you into Elfhold. I'll have to work a double shift to pay for it, but I can deal with that. Now, Zia, I must be awfully dense or something, but I've listened to the story as you've told it to me, and I really can't see why you're so het up.
What?
Well, you work full-time. You don't know anything about younglings. Do you expect Brian and Elle to care for it? Elle, who isn't well half the time, and Brian, who travels so much and works so hard. Any reasonable person can see that the youngling has to be raised in the colony.
I'd never have thought it of you, Teely.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Oh, sit down, calm down, and stop behaving like an idiot. People are looking.
So what?
But, please, I don't understand. Look, sit down and explain to me why you're so angry.
Oh, stars. I don't understand it myself, to be honest. It's just, when I think of her, Cassie, being taken away and brought up by strangers, I want to break things, shout, hit someone, I don't know why.
Have some more wine.
I don't want any.
Yes, you do. Now, drink it. Eat something and do try to be a bit more rational.
All right. Anything for a quiet life.
Look, when did this protective thing start?
Let me think. It must have been when I wrapped her in my coat. Her face was all screwed up from crying, but as I put the coat around her, just for a minute she went quiet and she looked straight up at me. Teely, those eyes, I've never seen anything like them.
They are pretty special.
Like the sky over Sharon Lock on a sunny day. We so rarely saw the sun at Shona Sharon. When it was fine, they'd sometimes give us the afternoon off and let us go rowing on the lock. Sometimes the sky would be that colour and the water would be the same, so you could hardly tell which was which. I never thought I'd see that brilliant blue again.
If I could just bring you back to the present, darling.
Yes, sorry. Well, like I told you, she just looked up at me, and I suddenly thought, I have to keep you safe whatever it takes. I suppose that's why I took her home and didn't just hand her straight over to the guards.
Honestly, Bert, I do wish you had. Well, facts are facts, I suppose, so we'd better deal with them. What will you do now? Ellen Bryan won't let you keep her, that's certain sure.
I'm going to the colony tomorrow to see Mum and Dad. They might help.
But Bert, Alfred and Lily Bella have already raised one family.
You don't have to tell me that, but I don't think they'd turn her away. If they can't help...
Then what?
You don't want to know. Pray to the hand I don't ever have to tell you. When I... What? Oh yes, I really was that serious. I'd have plenty of time to think while I was waiting to meet Teely, and my mind was quite clear. Nothing and no one was going to stop me being there for Cassie. If Mum and Dad wouldn't help, then I had two other options. Both of them meant giving up my job, but I thought, if that's what it took, then I'd simply have to grab the goblin, as we'd say. Well, I could move back to the colony, get my own cube, get a job which shouldn't be hard. I had, well, have, lots of qualifications. Or there was another place. You remember Teedy saying she wanted to come and live closer to me? Well, at the beginning of March, she had been accepted into the Welsh fairy kingdom of Annwn. She had taken me there to be with her while she took her test, and I'd ended up taking one too, which meant I also was an accepted member. And if I needed help from Annwn, I could always ask for it. To be honest, I didn't fancy living in Annwn, a beautiful but strange place hidden beneath the mountains. But I'd do anything I had to for Cassie. I sometimes wonder what would have happened if... Well, it's no good thinking that way. When I got home, I was still furious with Elle. I didn't want her to have anything more to do with Cassie's care. So I collected all the things Teely had left for us into my closet, picked up Cassie, and hauled myself up in there. The rest of the day was traumatic, to say the least. Cassie had grown used to Elle caring for her, and didn't appreciate my fumble-fingered attempts. I persevered, though, and at some cold, dark hour of the middle night, I finally got her to sleep. Now, let's see. Are those amazing eyes going to stay shut this time? Yes, I do believe they are. Cool. Perhaps I'll give it a minute just to make sure. My nerves won't stand having to jump out of bed again. Tell you something, you really can make more noise than anyone I know. I thought you'd have the ceiling down earlier. Either that or break the windows. I suppose they must be yell-proof. I'd never say this to you when you're awake, but you can be quite scary when you've got one on you. Apart from anything else, you look like one of those monkeys with your face all red and screwed up. You don't look like a monkey now, though. Not even slightly. Pretty Cassie. Cassie. Isn't that just like Elle? She goes ahead and gives you a human name without even bothering to think that you're a lep. Never mind that you'll have it for the rest of your life. Never mind that there's a lep to hand who she could and Zlent well should have asked about it. Oops. Better keep my voice down or I'll wake you up. That's right, it's okay. I'm only having a grumble. You can safely sleep through it. No, don't even think about waking up. I'm warning you, Cassie. Cassie. I actually do quite like that. It's unusual. It's just not Lep. Well, I suppose we'll just need to make it Lep. What would shorten into Cassie? Cassiana? Cassian? Cassidian. I like that one better. Let's go for it, Cassidian. But oh, stars, the patronymic. If you don't have one, you'll be an outcast. I'd give you mine, but Mum and Dad would have a flock of birds and the council would never wear it in a zillion years. It's just rubbish. Let's think. Well, you'll have to take the name of your father, Zahn, in Lep. We don't know who yours is, so I'm afraid that makes you Imzahn, fatherless. You'll have to be known as Cassidian Imzahna until I can do something better. I know it isn't nice, honey, but at least it'll get you introduced into the colony and endowed with a helping hand and everything. I think you really are asleep now. Yay! Think I'll risk laying down. Wow, it's late. Next time I'll go in the cot and cry. Then you try and get me off to sleep and see how you like it. Listen, Cass, it's gonna be okay. I'm taking you to Mum and Dad's tomorrow. They're wicked, and I'm pretty sure they'll help us. If not, well, I've got some ideas, but we'll think about them when we have to. The point is, no one's leaving you in the bushes in the rain ever again. Got it? I don't know how, and I don't know why. But I know I've just got to keep you safe from now on. Yes, I know. I talk far too much, don't I? Here's a better idea. Let's go to sleep. We went to sleep and woke up late the next morning. I kept well out of Elle's way, took care of Cassie during the morning, and, come the early afternoon, put my head around the door to ask permission to leave for the colony, which was readily granted. I was a mixture of excitement and apprehension as I carried Cassie down the thoroughfare, picking up some very strange looks all the way. Now, my mum, bless her, isn't exactly what you would call even-tempered. She gets excited or upset easily, so I was prepared for an explosion. I just wasn't prepared for where it actually took place. Embarrassed? Me? You're so right. It's okay, don't be frightened, we're nearly there. Coming through! Oh, put your eyes back in, the lot of you! Haven't you ever seen a youngling before? Come on, move, you're scaring her! It's okay, we'll be out of this soon. Look, here we are.
What? Tell me that ain't what I think it is!
We need to get inside, she's...
In the name of the stars, Albert! First we have Tomo and Meek splitting up, and then Ikey and all his trouble, and your brother marries some flibbertigibbet wood sprite. Then your sister comes home pickled to her bones, and as for your brother Toby, well, I'm not even going to go there. And the neighbours have just stopped their jaws flapping and put their eyes back in and are starting to talk to us again. Oh, and before I forget, your oldest brother turns out to be a right lying, cheating slog, and now we find out you've been keeping a youngling tucked away somewhere.
Mum, it's not like that. It's...
Oh, moon above, what's going to happen to us? We'll have to move. They won't stand for it. The council will chuck us out. We'll have to move to the country. No one will ever talk to us again. Oh, how could you do this to us, Albert?
Would someone mind telling me what the blue typhoon is going on here? Lil, for star's sake, shut up. I could hear you down by the pump, and so could everyone else. All right, you lot, move along. Lil's finished broadcasting our business all over the colony. The show's over. Lil, but take the young lady inside and calm her down. We can't get nothing sorted till she's quiet. Lil, make sure we're private. News will get out soon enough. I want the family to stay well out of it till we've decided what's best to do.
Are you coming in?
Soon as I've got rid of the Gawkers, yeah. Go on, I'll be there in a bit. Now come on, I've asked you once, move along. There's nothing to see. Come on, hop it. Ain't you got no work to do?
Good old Dad. He's the perfect partner for Mum and the one Lep who can calm her down as she flies up in the air and starts having birds like that. Well, he got rid of the Gawkers in double quick time and was soon in the cube with us. I'd managed to get Cassie calmed down by this time, with small help from Mum, who was only holding herself together with an effort. Once Dad was sitting in his favourite swinging chair, I told them both everything, desperately hoping they'd have some answers for me. Luckily, I wasn't disappointed. I have the best parents in the world.
Let me see if I've got this right. You say you found her in bushes? Right where it gets thick? Well out of sight of the doors?
Yes, Teely and I always go in there to zap out.
Yeah, that figures.
I don't understand.
Whoever left that youngling there was telling us that it didn't belong to the colony.
They left her in a neutral place. And from what I can gather, whoever abandoned her took their imprint off her.
Their what?
Stars, Bert. You spent 17 years learning stuff out of books, and sometimes I don't think they teach you nothing useful.
Leave him alone, Alfie. You don't learn that in no book. So, when a youngling comes into the world, it forms a lifelong bond with the first person it looks at, which we make sure is its mother. In case anything goes wrong, there is a way to take the imprint off. Which is what whoever abandoned this poor little thing must have done. It ain't an easy thing, and only an Andolder can do it. They must have made her sleep while it was done, so they could keep her imprint free while they got her over here and left her.
That's so cruel. How could anyone just dump her?
Come on, use your brains. You're supposed to be the clever one here. It ain't hard to work out. Someone must have been watching this place. We zaps in and out of these bushes all the time. Foragers, salvagers, you name it. There's always loads of us coming and going. They must have thought she wouldn't be there for more than a minute or two before she was found. It was just bad luck the weather kept us in all day, so the first thing she saw was your ugly face.
Oh, thanks. Could have been worse. She could have seen yours.
That'll do, you two. All the same. Your dad's right, Bert. That youngling was imprint free and saw you first. She printed herself on you. That's plain to see. What do you want to do about it?
Not much I can do, really. I can't keep her in the human world, so I'll have to stay here with her. I suppose I could get a cube here. Maybe the handlers could find a use for me. Or if not, there must be some kind of other work I can do.
Don't talk so silly, son. You grafted half your life to get where you are, and you love your job. We all know that.
I know I do, but if Brian and Elle won't let...
We don't have to go bothering no humans. That little thing needs to be brought up right, and she will be too.
But Mum, the imprint, won't she need me to be around for her?
Aren't I telling you it'll be fine? You'll be able to see her Sundays.
That's right. Probably oftener. Your people always was good about letting you come here when you needed to.
Do you really mean it? She can stay here with you.
Ain't that what you wanted?
But the extra work, the neighbours, you know what they'll say.
Just let them say one word. They'll wish they hadn't. There's been too much talk in this colony about my family and I won't stand for no more of it.
That's the spirit. Dad, what about the council? Will they have to know?
Yeah, we'll have to tell them. They got to know the rights of it, and not just because of what people might say. They'll have to let the old country know that one of theirs has turned up here.
The old country? You're not telling me Cassie has come from there. How can you possibly know?
Honestly, Bert, it stands out a mile. You've been around this colony enough. You ever seen anyone here with that white blonde hair?
Well, no, but that doesn't mean...
You ain't seen it because it don't happen. Leps with that colour hair and eyes like that come from the old country, Bert. From one of the old families, what's more.
You're not serious.
Someone wanted that youngling well out of the way for their own good reasons. Maybe one day we'll get to know what they are, and maybe we won't. It don't matter for the present. What does matter is that she's family from now on. We'll take care of her. You don't have nothing to worry about.
I don't know how to thank you both.
Get along with you. Like your dad says, she's family.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I knew bringing her here was the right thing. It didn't make me feel all churned up, even though I knew I had to leave her here and go back to my work. Why is that, Mum? I didn't even mind when I had to let Elle take care of her at first, because she knew how to do things better than I did. If I've been, what did you call it, imprinted, why didn't I get angry like before?
Don't you understand nothing, you daft boy? Of course you feel all right about it. The imprint will always show you the way to do what's best for Cassie. You'll always know if she's in danger. You'll always be shown the right thing to do for the best. Now, go on with you. She's getting hungry and it's high time she had a bottle and a rest. Give her here.
Stars, yes, Mrs. Bossy. I'd better get back now anyway. Oh, wow. Sundays are just going to be better than ever from now on. I was right. They were. Well, ah. But adopting Cassie into the family wasn't all joy, although she certainly has brought me plenty. I was soon going to sail into some very stormy waters. Find out things I definitely would rather have not known. Make some of the hardest decisions of my life. And learn what goodbye meant.